The Ministry of Social Development and Seniors has created a national plan for adults with intellectual disabilities and their families for 2023 to 2028. This audio recording is of the accessible or easy-to-read version of the plan. The full version is available on the government website. An explanation of key terms used in this document is at the end of this recording. Forward by the Minister of Social Development and Seniors, the Honourable Tine Ferbert, JPMP. The Minister is proud to introduce the National Plan for Adults with Intellectual Disabilities and their Families. Thank you to everyone who helped write it. People with intellectual disabilities and their families are at the centre of this plan. The plan is to help adults with intellectual disabilities have healthy and happy lives. There are gaps in our services and things that we need to improve. We must all work together to make changes that support adults with intellectual disabilities and their families. The Minister encourages everyone in Bermuda to support the plan. We look forward to working with you and keeping you up to date on our progress. This plan will help make sure that people with an intellectual disability in Bermuda will, 1, live long and healthy lives, 2, be able to make choices and be in control of their lives, 3, feel happy, safe, and supported, 4, lead fulfilling and active lives, 5, be respected and treated with dignity. When we talk about people in the plan, we mean people with an intellectual disability. When we talk about carers, we mean family members who support the person. This is usually a parent, but is sometimes another person. When we talk about staff, we mean any person who is paid to provide support. What do we know about people with an intellectual disability in Bermuda? People with an intellectual disability need help because, 1, they find it hard to understand new or complex information. 2, they find it hard to learn new skills. 3, they find it hard to live independently. 4, these difficulties started when they were children. And 5, they have long-term difficulties. We need better information about people in Bermuda with intellectual disabilities. We do not know what a lot of them need. We also do not know how many people in Bermuda have an intellectual disability. Most people with intellectual disabilities are cared for by their families. The families need support to help them to have a good life. About 65 people live in group homes and are supported by care staff. A few people with serious health problems are cared for in hospital. In the last 3 years, 15 families have regularly used care in the MWI group homes for a short period of time. Respite helps both the families and the individuals to have a break for a few weeks each year. About 100 children and 400 adults have intellectual disabilities. This plan is mainly for adults. Some young people find it hard when they leave school. We include plans to help young people when they transition. Children will need a different plan. Adults need to be busy doing work and activities that they enjoy. 1. 25 people from the group homes go to New Dimensions for activities. 2. 50 people who live with their families go to K. Margaret Carter Center. 3. 9 of the students at Dame Marjorie Beanhope Academy are aged over 14 years. 5 of them are over 18 years. They will soon be transitioning into adult services. 4. Many people go to WindReach each week for a range of activities. This often involves therapy with animals. 5. There is a very active Special Olympics program. And 6. Tomorrow's Voices provides therapeutic support to people who have autism as well as an intellectual disability. The new Community Intellectual Disability Team, CIDT, supports people with learning disabilities who live at home with their families. This plan will help to improve the quality of life of all these people. How have we written this plan? The Minister of Social Development and Seniors asked the group of people to write the plan. The group that wrote the plan included 1, staff from MWI, 2, K. Margaret Carter Center, 3, WindReach, 4. Tomorrow's Voices. 5. Aging and Disability Services. 6. Dame Marjorie Bean Hope Academy. 7. Parents. And 8. Community Advocates. We looked at a lot of earlier plans and reports that have not all happened and used information from these. The plan will help make positive changes over the next 5 years. The plan sets out long-term goals and key action areas that we will need to update each year. We want to have town hall meetings each year so that we can look at what progress we are making. The community can help set new action plans each year. Why have we written this plan? Many people with intellectual disabilities need support to live happy and healthy lives. Their families often need support as well. This is because people with an intellectual disability have more health and support needs than the general population. 1. They generally have poorer physical and mental health. 2. They use hospital services more. 3. They suffer more injuries, accidents, and falls. 4. They rely on social and community services. 5. They are more likely to die at a younger age. And 6. Their families need a lot of extra support. This helps families to care for them. Some groups of people with intellectual disabilities often need extra support. The plan must work for these people. 1. People with profound and multiple disabilities. 2. People who have behaviors that can be challenging. 3. People with autism who also have an intellectual disability. 4. People who also have a mental health or alcohol problem. 5. People who need end-of-life care. And 6. Some people may get in trouble with the police or do very risky things. People with intellectual disabilities must have their rights protected by Bermuda laws. There are some gaps in our laws. For example, 1. We need to agree to the United Nations Convention of Rights for Persons with Disabilities. 2. We need laws to help people who find it hard to make their own decisions. 3. We need more protection for vulnerable adults aged under 65 years. This will help to protect them from abuse. And 4. Victims of crime need laws that will help them take part in the justice system. What have people with intellectual disabilities told us? Adults with intellectual disabilities have told us that you want the same opportunities as anyone else. 1. You want to enjoy your lives. 2. You want everyone to treat you with dignity and respect. 3. You should be able to live in a home in the community. You should have friends. 4. You should have support when you need it. And 5. This will help you live a healthy, safe, and fulfilling life. The principles or values of the plan are, 1, rights. We make sure that we have laws to protect people's rights. 2, independence. We support everyone to be as independent as possible. 3, choice. We support everyone to have a say in what happens to them. 4, inclusion. We support people who do the things that are important to all of us. Everyone must make these principles a reality. This means that we must all work in person-centered ways. Each person is unique. We must treat everyone as an individual. Families and staff need to have the skills to support everyone they care for. We will know that the plan is working when adults with intellectual disabilities, 1, have rewarding activities to do, 2, are supported in ways that are person-centered, 3. Experience services that work well together. 4. Have choice and control over how they are supported. 5. Are supported by families and staff who have the help and support they need. 6. Can receive excellent residential support. 7. Receive ordinary health care when needed. And 8. Receive specialist support for complex needs. How will we make things happen? The plan has 5 priority areas and goals to make sure adults with intellectual disabilities are healthy and have good lives. Each goal has a few aims listed for it. There will be action plans for each aim. The action plans will be reviewed and updated each year. Quality support and services. Every person with intellectual disabilities can easily access good quality support to meet their needs so that they can have a good life. And this means ensuring, one, there is better coordinated access to daytime support that helps to increase independence and quality of life. Two, families that need support can more easily obtain it. Three, individuals with the most complex support needs get good care that is close to home and is well coordinated. Four, families and individuals have a smooth transition as they increase in age. And five, there will be a range of accessible housing options to support people, including when families can no longer provide care. Training and education for support workers. Families and care staff have the skills and help that they need to be able to support a person with intellectual disabilities. And this means ensuring, one, we will create a training course for support worker staff that will help them to do their jobs well. Two, we will create training courses to support family members. Three, we will create training courses to help people to make more choices in their lives. Four, we will make plans for a training course that will help the public to understand about intellectual disabilities. Policy. There is support from government services to protect adults with intellectual disabilities. This requires that we work with the minister to set up a steering committee. This group will monitor how well we are making the plan happen. Two, we work out how we can set up a national disability case register to give better data for planning services. Three, we make plans to strengthen the laws that protect vulnerable people. Four, we work more closely with the Bermuda Health Council to strengthen care standards for adults in group homes. And five, we find better ways to check for gaps in services and work out how to correct these. Funding. Government money is used carefully so that it goes to the places where it can help as many people as possible. This requires, one, day programs have budgets that provide good services. Two, funding be available for specialized support services and equipment. Three, people with high support needs can access skilled support to age in place. Four, people with intellectual disabilities and their families can benefit fully from health insurance schemes. And five, local specialist care is available so that we rely less on overseas placements. Advocacy. People with intellectual disabilities and their caregivers will be involved in planning their care. This requires, one, the public being well informed about the rights and needs of persons with intellectual disabilities and aware of resources. Two, family carers being involved in the planning and delivery of services. And three, people with intellectual disabilities being involved in the planning and delivery of services. What happens next? Each month, the people responsible for the action plans will check to see if they are doing what they said they would do. We will write a report about what we are doing to make the changes happen. This report will be given to the Minister of Social Development and Seniors, as well as to other groups who need to know what we are doing. At the beginning of each year, we will hold a big meeting. This group will find out what plans are working, what needs to be changed, and who will make the changes. Each year, people with intellectual disabilities and their families will be more and more involved in how we make the plans to improve services. We encourage all to be involved as actions get underway. To end, here is an explanation of some key terms used in the plan. Advocacy means giving a person support to have their voice heard. Accessible means information that has been adapted so that everyone can understand, including people with special needs. For example, autism, a condition where people have difficulty with social interaction. Charitable status means a group who has been approved by government to ask the community to give them money to help others. Complex information means information that can be difficult to understand. Complex needs. A person with complex needs may have more than one disability, have health problems, not use words to talk, behave in a way other people find difficult. Financial assistance means support from the government to pay for things that you need to live, such as food, water, and health support. Government means a group of people that makes decisions about a country, intellectual. Disability means a condition that makes it hard to understand and learn new things, do everyday activities, and interact with people. It affects people for their whole life. Long-term means happening over a long period of time. LTC assessment tool is a way to ask people who live in residences called long-term care or LTC about how much support they need. Mental health means being happy and comfortable with your own thoughts, emotions, and actions. Person-centered is when a person is asked what they want and has a say in all of the decisions of their lives. Priority means something that is important. Profound and multiple disabilities is when someone needs lots of help understanding information and also needs support with their physical health. Respite, a temporary break. Rewarding means enjoyable. Rights means something that someone is allowed to have or do that is protected by law. Steering committee means a group of people who will make sure the plan is put into action. Town hall is an event where people meet to talk about plans. Transition means change from one thing to another. For example, growing from a child to an adult. And the UN Convention of Rights for Persons with Disabilities is an agreement that every person with a disability in every country has rights.